People are talking about it every day. The Great Resignation describes this trend that saw an outstanding amount of people leaving their jobs, and it reached its peak in November 2021, when something like 4.5 million people quit their jobs in the US. As always, lots of studies and online content refer back to the US, but similar trends have been analyzed in Europe, for example in Germany, France, Belgium, and the UK. Needless to say, the movement has been quite a shock to businesses all over the world, and not just in tech or IT. In 2020, we were in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic, so people were holding on to their jobs because obviously they were craving security and they were way too scared to make a move without knowing when or if that situation would end. Then, in 2021, things started to get a little better, restrictions got a little looser, and people grew more confident about being able to look around and pick a new position. So this explains why it is in 2021 that the big resignation became quite noticeable. But hey, make no mistake, the big quit is not a trend from the past. It is really not over. Quite the opposite, actually. Many surveys and interviews all over the web make it clear that a good percentage of employees in many industries still plan to leave their jobs in the coming months. Also, a good amount of these people belong to the younger workforce, as opposed to Gen X and Boomers. And for the record, when I say Gen X or Boomers, I mean people who are at least 42 years old now. So, all in all, why is the big quit happening anyway? There are a few conventional top reasons why professionals are quitting their jobs. And I'm not telling you anything new, but here's a few of them. Lack of flexibility. Limited skills development and limited career progression. Bad company culture. But there's also factors like lack of impact, for example, or lack of participation in company processes. And of course, the ever-present mental well-being, which includes trying to have a decent, balanced, and healthy life outside of work. Something that not a lot of us are successful at. So nothing too original, I guess. But exactly because it is not too original, how is it that it is still ignored? Also, consider that employee churn in industries like tech and IT has always been quite high because of sustained rhythms, the high demand for certain roles, and higher competitive salaries offered by other employers. So this is nothing new, but it is certainly more accentuated now, that's for sure.